Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
This is Tim Staples of Catholic Answers. I'm excited to let you know that I also teach high school apologetics for homeschoolconnections.com, an online Catholic curriculum provider. There are also recorded independent learning courses at homeschoolconnections.com. Whether you take apologetics with me, literature with Joseph Pierce, or philosophy with Bill Donahue, or any of the other 400-plus courses with homeschoolconnections.com, it's a great way to get Catholic learning for your family.
This episode is brought to you by Hallo, the number one Catholic app. Hallo has 1,000 audio-guided prayers and meditations for you to deepen your relationship with God. To listen to all of the Hallo meditations for free for 30 days, head to hallo.com/breadbox.
Welcome to Simply Holy, a podcast for Catholics who want to grow in holiness and joy by living a simple, everyday spirituality. I'm Marge Steinhake-Fenlon, and I'm grateful. I'm grateful that you've chosen to tune into this podcast episode today as we chat about, to be honest, something very different from what I originally planned. So today's podcast is very spontaneous. Not at all on the topic that I thought I would be speaking about. Maybe I'll put that off for next week's podcast. As I record this at this very moment, and do excuse me if I get a little choked up, our family is in the process of preparing to bid my husband's aunt goodbye. So she has been, Aunt Joan has been bravely fighting cancer for a number of years now, and went into hospice, came out of hospice, and was doing amazingly well. And very recently, it just really within the last few days, suddenly took a horrific turn for the worse. The cancer spread, started growing very quickly. She is suffering. She is suffering terribly. She's in great pain, and they are rushing to get her back into hospice, rushing to help medicate her or give her medication that will help her endure the pain and prepare for going home to God. The hospice nurse believes that it will be very, very soon. As in not days, but it could even be hours. This woman is a giant of a woman. She is really, I think, probably the kindest, most generous, caring, and attentive person I have ever met. She is amazing and has become for me a surrogate mom. I have a few surrogate moms. I have a few. God has given me the gift, the great gift of having a few women in my life who really have become mother figures for me, to the point that I feel comfortable calling them mom. And in Aunt Joan's case, I didn't call her mom because she's Aunt Joan. But you understand what I'm getting at. She has just been so dear to us, and to see her, what hurts the worst is seeing her suffer so much. You know, that's the end phase of life, right? Is the end phase of life is letting go of this world and moving into the next, which, you know, people say this world and the next world, but, you know, actually think about it, my friend, they exist concurrently. They exist at the same time. You know, it's not like someone is here from, you know, right now and then passes away. You know, the body stops and then they're not here anymore. As Christians, we know for a fact that it's a continuum. It's not one life and then another. It's a continuum. It's that we continue living, but in a different body, a different way. It's going to say a different format. You can tell that I'm a writer, but you understand what I mean by this. You know, it's the same soul, but in a different kind of presence. So this gives me great hope. And it gives me also some easing of my tears as I realize that, I lost my dad when I was 15, lost my mom a few years ago. We just lost my husband's mom, also one of my surrogate mothers. We lost her just a few months ago. I don't even want to get into the list of people in my life recently. And I will tell you that not one of them, I have to say this, not one of them COVID related, not a single one, all completely void of any tie to COVID. But anyway, so we're losing these people. And now someone who just was so important to me in my life and saw me through some really tough times. So this podcast is dedicated to Aunt Joan. And is a podcast about hope and not the sorrow. There's a passage that I have to share with you that I've been dwelling on all day, ever since I've received the message that Aunt Joan was failing so rapidly and that we should prepare. Now, I can't even go see her, not again because of COVID, but because she's in another state. And first of all, I don't have the resources to be able to afford a flight and just hop on a plane and be there. Second, realistically, is by the time I could book a flight and fly out there to the West Coast, it could very well be that Aunt Joan would be gone. And yes, I'd be there for her daughter. She has one daughter who is also my goddaughter, my husband's and mine. Goddaughter, but likely there's not going to be a big funeral so number of reasons I can't go. But this scripture passage, so it's Romans chapter 15, verse 13. And I encourage you to look this up and write it out and keep it in a place where you can return to it whenever you face a real crisis in your life. Here it is. Here's what it is. Just a one-liner. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Let me do that again, because I think I need to hear it again as much as you. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Fill you with all joy and peace in believing. Right there, that phrase needs to be somewhat of a motto for us. That phrase is what I'm hanging on right now, because our God is a God of hope. His permissive will is not evil in any possible way. He can't be. He can't. He allows things to happen, not out of mischief or vengeance or evil, like some people like to think, not out of wickedness or anger. Never, never. No, 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 no. God's will is full of hope. He is hope itself. And his will is perfect always. So his permissive will, when he allows something to happen, like, and I have to even, it's hard to even say it, but like Aunt Joan's suffering, like the suffering of our hearts as we prepare to lose this incredible woman, all joy and peace. He is allowing this for our greater good. Even though we can't understand it. Someone who has been so great and wonderful and good and holy through her whole life is allowed to suffer so terribly at her death. I'm tempted to ask myself, why? I'm tempted to look up at the crucifix and say, how could you let this happen? But that's the point. Looking up at the crucifix, I realize that this is all about hope and joy and peace. Why? Because when I look at the crucifix and I think of this scripture verse, Romans chapter 15, verse 13, I realize, no. This is not a wicked, terrible thing happening to Aunt Joan. This is the great, unbounded love of Jesus Christ inviting her to join in his suffering on the cross. This loss that we are experiencing, preparing to experience, this is Christ's love for us family members so that our suffering can be united with his suffering on the cross. And from this suffering, from this sorrow, this sadness, and in a small way, despair, from this is redemptive suffering. In other words, we offer this in union with the suffering of Christ on the cross for the sakes of our own souls, the souls of our loved ones, and to help us become stronger, to increase our faith, not decrease it, to increase our hope, to increase our peace, and yes, indeed, joy, as we understand that this is not about loss, but rather this is about a great gain. This is about participating in God's divine plan, which is always good and perfect. The graces that are being merited right now by our family, by Aunt Joan, can't even be counted. It's impossible to put a value on that. Now look back at that verse again. It's the God, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. You see, that's the thing. And this is what I keep telling myself. Thank God for my faith. Thank God for my Catholic faith. Because without it, I would be in extreme darkness. People without any faith in God, people who do not believe, find themselves completely befuddled, distraught, could be even angry when something like this happens that seems cruel or unfair. They end up in darkness, and their hearts just become harder and harder. But those of us who believe, the believers, we know that there's this amazing place called eternity. We know that Jesus suffered for us, so he understands our suffering. We know that there's something greater on the other side of our physical life. Remember, same soul, just a different form. You know, not a physical human being, but a spirit that is can't help but feel unbounded joy in the presence of God. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. So when we're in a situation like this, and I just know you have been, maybe you are now. Maybe it's not a loved one who is dying. Maybe it's a different kind of loss. Maybe somebody very close to you has left the church, turned on you, cut off the relationship. Maybe you've lost your job. Maybe you've suffered some kind of disability, on and on and on. You know what your situation is. I can only guess at it. All right. So whatever this is that you're experiencing, you need not despair. In fact, this is your time to sit back, hang on to God, let Him pull you forward, and truly abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And there's the key. When we take this suffering, whatever it is, this loss, and when we take that and open ourselves to the Holy Spirit, turn it over to the Holy Spirit, invoke His presence, His guidance, and allow Him to consume your heart, to absolutely consume it. Don't just come talk to me, Holy Spirit, not just I'm praying to you. No, 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 no. Holy Spirit, come. Spirit, come. Consume my heart with hope and joy and peace in believing in this God of hope that will never, ever fail me. It is hard to get there. I agree. That's where I'm at right now. But my heart knows that God is there with all of us. My heart knows, my heart feels that God of hope. My heart feels the presence and consolation of the Holy Spirit. It's my head that's messing with me. My head that's looking at the nuts and bolts of the situation, the facts and the play-by-play of how this is progressing, and you know, the it's weighing the fairness of it all or the unfairness of it all, and so that's what's at war. My head and my heart are at war with each other right now. Likely, when you face a really tough situation like this, suffering, catastrophe, likely what you are experiencing or did experience or will experience is a war between your head and your heart. Your head goes, I don't know how I'm going to get through this. I don't understand it. I don't like it. It's not convenient. It's too hard for me. On and on. All those things that go through your head. But your heart, see, your heart, when you call upon the Holy Spirit, your heart feels the presence of the God of hope within you. Your heart senses the divine. Your heart understands faith, even when your faith is kind of weak. Your heart understands faith. It understands the peace in believing, if you let it. You have to get your head out of the way, and you have to open your heart to that God of hope and allow Him in. Allow Him to bring His Spirit in. Allow the Father to bring the Spirit into your heart. And allow our Lord Jesus to show your heart how to suffer nobly and bravely and joyfully. Because in suffering, there is great joy. Because we have redemptive suffering. We know that suffering never goes to waste. We know that there's a reason behind it. We know that there's no reason to despair because God will not abandon us. So times like these, and even for our family right now, as we prepare to lose Aunt Joan, times like these are golden opportunities for tremendous spiritual growth. When we approach them properly. Properly meaning hand in hand with the God of hope. My friend, are you suffering right now? Are you suffering right now? Then I will pray for you, I promise. And if you'd like, let me know your prayer intention. I have a little prayer request tab at the top of my website, marchfenlon.com. Let me know how I can pray for you. And I promise you, I will do that. I do it faithfully every single day. All the names, all the intentions that come to me are written into the what I call my prayer intentions book that rests in our prayer corner at home here. And every single morning, I pray for all of the people and intentions written into that book. So let me know, my friends, so I can pray for you, so we can accompany each other on this road that can sometimes seem hopeless, but we know better. We know better because we believe in the God of hope. Please go to my website, margefenlon.com. There also, you can find my blog posts. You can find out other ways to contact me. You can see my videos, other podcast episodes, on and on. But mainly, go there. Let me know how I can pray for you. And a reminder that if you have not yet subscribed to 40 Days, 40 Verses, we're only halfway through Lent. Hop on board and find out what hundreds of other people are finding out, that these daily messages of hope and encouragement are a great boost to whatever it is that you've chosen to do for your Lenten strivings. So margefenlon.com. In the meantime, know that I'm praying for you. Know that I'm praying for you. And I ask you, please pray for me, that I can continue to run my ministry and serve you in the best way possible. And remember that the only thing stopping you from becoming holy is the excuse you make for not pursuing it. My friend, I wish you a blessed Lent, and I ask our Lord Jesus to bless you, and I ask His Mother Mary, our Mother Mary, to guide and protect you. And furthermore, of course, asking the Holy Spirit, come down, come Spirit, come, and fill our hearts with that hope and joy and the peace in believing.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.